Welcome everyone, as Hashem continues with Zechor the Miriam Perek Aleph, Shir number 6. The Chofetz Chaim now starts to discuss 5 reasons why a person who will say the Pasuk Zechor es asher osa Hashem lekecha le Miriam baderech betzeis Mitzrayim, remember what Hashem did to Miriam on the road when he left Mitzrayim, but it will not help. 5 reasons as to why it will not help even if the person says the Pasuk. And he starts off by saying that just like you have a person who's physically sick and he has to go to the doctor and tell the doctor what the problem is, but he doesn't think it's a big deal. And he goes on like this for days until finally, eventually, people tell him, no, you just don't look good. So he finally goes to the doctor and the doctor says, what's the problem? So he downplays it and he just says, well, you know, my friends told me to come. Person is not acknowledging the severity of the situation. He's not explaining to the doctor what the real problem is. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person has to first understand the machala, the illness of his nefesh, when he speaks lashon hara, the aveira of what this does, the tragedies that he might be causing. The Chofetz Chaim suggests, in order for a person to understand the severity of this machala, of this illness, of speaking lashon hara, he should look in the introduction, in the psicha, in the opening words of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, as well as the perek, the gate of Shar Zechira, which is in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, Shar Zechira Shmiras HaLashon. And over there, the Chofetz Chaim says, Yakir es atzma, a person will recognize himself, that he's sick. He's sick. His neshama is sick. He'll realize the severity of this avera and how many times he might have transgressed it. So the first step is for a person to acknowledge the illness. When the person doesn't acknowledge it, doesn't think it's a problem, it won't help when he says these words.